Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version for Wednesday, February 23rd, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. Lebanon shuts down to mourn the death of a leader. Believers are urged to pray. The government crackdown against believers continues in Eritrea, and a Bible ministry is seeking an army of believers. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Lebanon tops today's news. Last week's assassination of a key Lebanese leader sent shockwaves throughout the Middle East and around the world. While the investigation continues, Baptist World Alliance's Denton Lotz describes the tenuous situation developing.
The whole country is in uproar because of the assassination of former Prime Minister Hariri. Hariri is the one national leader that really had the respect of all the people, Christians and Muslims. Even though he's a very convinced and strong Muslim, he was one of the men that really defended religious freedom.
Lott says that's why there's some apprehension about the future of evangelical work. He's urging prayer for believers in Lebanon.
We hope it doesn't return to civil war. Nobody knows at this stage who assassinated Hariri, but there's a great concern for peace in Lebanon, and Christians and Muslims are working to maintain the fragile peace that they have because they don't want another civil war, since thousands were killed in that tragic civil war several years ago.
Meanwhile, fundraising continues for tsunami relief, but the focus is now on rebuilding. However, the Association of Baptists for World Evangelism is doing something even more important. They're introducing Christ into regions that have rejected him for decades, and you're helping them do that. ABWE's Dan Davis.
God has blessed us with more gifts to a relief project than we've seen for any other project in recent years, and it looks like it'll be the largest one ever by the end of this month.
ABWE has raised $630,000, which is empowering them to increase their witness in the region.
We've had three villages who have requested us to establish community centers as a result of our relief team work in India, and these are Hindu villages, and they even offered us the property for nothing. Those community centers will become preaching points and possibly churches in the years ahead.
You're listening to Mission Network News. The latest police sweeps bring the total to 187 arrests for illegal Christian activities in Eritrea since the beginning of January. According to Compass Direct, arrests in the last 2 weeks landed 31 believers in jail. Eritrea still denies that any violations of religious freedom are taking place. Individuals and groups caught praying, studying the Bible, or worshiping outside the umbrella of the country's four recognized official religions are being targeted. Next, recent reports indicate that there are 30,000 children living on the streets of Ghana's cities and towns. In surviving, education falls by the wayside, which in turn cycles back to poverty. However, Every Child Ministries' Lorella Rouster says they just opened Haven Academy, a special school aimed at the street kids and their needs.
We are operating preschool through second grade with plans to continue adding classes every year. And it's a big challenge because these kids have lost so much ground. There's so much that needs to be covered to just enable them to catch up with other kids their age.
Rouster says the education is one component of the ministry focus.
It's a Christ-centered education, but we also hope to see them catch up with other children, be able to complete a normal education, and to develop the gifts and the skills and abilities that God has put in them.
And finally, in a world where there are 50 English-speaking countries that need Bibles, a Bible ministry is seeking an army of American believers to handle the need. It's Bibles for the World's all-volunteer Bible Army. Studies indicate the average American household has 3 to 5 extra Bibles in retirement. You can get them out of retirement by registering them at BibleArmy.com. You'll then receive a complete kit to get them back into circulation, helping with discipleship and evangelism worldwide. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Strategic World Impact is committed to short-term missions to those ravaged by war, persecution, and disasters like the tsunami in Asia. SWI's new DVD, Revolution, is available by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. Learn how God might use you to redeem tragedy into triumph for the gospel. That's Revolution from Strategic World Impact at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.